BetterHealthRadio.fm. I'm your host, Tammy Lynn McNabb. I have on the line today with me Andrea Brandt. She is the author of Mindful Anger, A Pathway to Emotional Freedom. Welcome to the show.
It's my pleasure, Tammy.
Now, I was able to go through a majority of your book, and I think that I need your help. I believe that I really do need your help. The one thing that caught my eye, Andrea, about your book was sent from your publicist, and it said, you know, if you give your husband permission to go out with the guys and then you lock him out of the house, you're not minding your anger properly. Is it bad that I've done that, really?
Well, I don't think anybody is bad for being angry. I don't think anger is a bad emotion. I don't think people who have anger are bad people. I think that you have a feeling that you perhaps don't understand and you've been hijacked by it before you can mindfully pause and think about a constructive way of responding to your husband.
Let's talk about the hijacking part. You know, I think overall, and I'll use myself as an example again, I think that I'm a nice person and I do nice things for other people, but there are times where, sure, I do feel like I've been hijacked by my anger. Explain that a bit more in detail.
Okay, so everybody talks about that anger has to be managed, and my way of looking at it is anger is healthy. Anger doesn't have to be managed. We need to know how to express our anger because life throws us curveballs several times a day. What has to be managed is the impulse that precedes the anger. That's what gets hijacked. It goes like this. You get triggered by something.
Right.
This impulse starts at your feet and works its way up. And unless you notice it and catch it, you're going to be hijacked and become very reactive.
And so, what would be like that? How do I know that I'm heading that way other than, you know, there's
explosive anger? Okay, so what are some of your clues? You know, you're calling him every name in the book. You're pacing around, your palms are sweaty. You know, there are all kinds of clues that we have when we get angry, and they're all different for everybody. It feels like an elephant on your chest. You feel clammy. You're having an argument with them in your head.
You're breaking.
There are clues that let you know that unless you get a hold of this and pause for a moment, take a deep breath, slow down, and pause, you're going to be hijacked.
Now, is this a learned behavior? Are we wired this way? How does that work?
Well, we learn this in our childhoods. This is where, I mean, if you think about it, it's kind of ironic and funny. We're born into the world. They take us out of the womb. They hold us up, and they slap us on the butt, and we scream and flail and yell, and everybody comes toward us.
Right.
What can we do for you? Can we hold you? Can we put a blanket on you? Can we feed you, take care of you? I guarantee you, if you acted that way today, everybody would go running for the hills.
Right.
So in the beginning of life, our anger and our screams and yelling is like God's first gift to us.
Right.
And then, because parents don't know how to deal with their own anger, let alone anybody else's, they interfere with the natural evolution and process of the child. And pretty soon, the child learns clearly that anger is not okay,
right,
that it's bad. Don't be angry. After all I've done for you, how can you do this to me?
Right.
So we learn it early on, and unfortunately, it separates us, you know, from our feelings, because anger isn't, you know, God just doesn't let us repress anger. It represses all other good feelings as well.
Right.
So we really miss out on a lot of good feelings as well as anger. Anger has a lot of wonderful benefits to it. You know, we can get a power boost from anger and act more assertively, not aggressively, but assertively in life. It's a signal that tells us that something is wrong and maybe needs to be fixed.
Andrew, in your book you say anger isn't a bad thing and neither are you.
Right. It isn't.
And usually we think that anger is a bad thing.
Right, because that is how we've been brought up. That's the belief most people walk around with. Anger equals hurt.
Right.
Someone is angry, someone's going to get hurt. And doesn't have to be that way.
So let's talk about some of the exercises that you talk about in your book. So you talk about how to manage anger and I guess how to channel it in a somewhat positive way.
Right. I talk about mindfulness a lot.
Okay.
Because mindfulness is a state of mind in which we intentionally focus on ourselves in the present.
Right.
We go inside and we observe our thoughts and feelings, but we don't judge them. We don't concern ourselves with the past or the future. The goal of mindfulness is to slow down and live in the present. It really doesn't involve multitasking, and it keeps us from becoming reactive. So it wakes us up, it makes us aware, and we get to participate consciously in the experiences as they happen. Most people go through life, Tammy, as though they're in a trance.
Sure.
And they don't know what's going on with them. So I have a number of emotional, mindful meditations in the book that are very helpful for people, where it helps them take in what's going on in their body. Because, you know, your body is a very important part of this. Your body does not lie. Your
right.
mind will screw you over 17 ways from Sunday, but your body will not lie to you. And the book has a lot of great sensations that our body feels that maybe we're not even aware of.
Right.
And what?
No, absolutely, you're right.
Yeah. And most people, not most, but many people go through life living in their heads. And so they don't know what's going on in their body.
So once we understand and mind our anger better, you go on in Chapter 9 to talk about moving towards forgiveness and then gratitude. Can you speak to that a little bit, please?
Sure. I think forgiveness is a gift to you. You know, there are a lot of misconceptions about forgiveness, but forgiveness does not mean that you should forget that the incident ever happened or that you have to be friends with the person, the perpetrator, you know. But what it means is that while you decide to forgive the person, there can be other changes in the relationship. You lighten your load. You're not carrying around resentments and bitterness. You will probably still remember but won't be bound by the incident in moving forward. There will be times when you'll forgive someone but choose not to have that person in your life any longer. That's okay, too.
So forgiveness is not necessarily being weak or...
No.
Okay.
No, not at all. It takes a lot of courage to forgive someone, I think. It takes an enormous amount of courage. And it helps you not fall into the vortex of revenge. Because
right.
that's an easy place to go for people who are really angry. You know?
Do you think this is... do you think there's a direct correlation between the anger and not controlling the anger and the revenge? You sort of slide from one to the other, and then it's even more consuming?
Yes, much more consuming. And it's normal and natural because it's what happens to us as kids, you know. They did a study that showed that the bent of going toward revenge is actually hardwired in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Certain pleasure centers get activated merely by the thought of punishing someone who we perceive has done us wrong. And they found out that although we usually fantasize that we'll feel better if we take revenge, the study results showed that usually we feel worse, not better.
And it seems like revenge is exhausting, if you ask me.
It is exhausting because you're just obsessing over it.
Sure.
And there's also forgiving yourself, you know, for doing something that maybe you're not very proud of or you're ashamed of. And that requires a certain letting go of perfectionism. You know, there's no such thing as perfectionism. You can strive for excellence, but if you strive for perfectionism, you're only going to be hung up on the flaws.
Sure. Doctor, how do we then move to gratitude? Where does that come in, gratitude?
Gratitude comes in right around forgiveness. They kind of go hand in hand because it helps you shift your thoughts and energy out of the anger and victimhood trap and into a higher, more empowering frame of mind. You're on your way when you're forgiving. But that really takes you out of being a victim. And it gives us hope and inspires solutions. Cultivating gratitude requires some amount of will and discipline and a certain amount of practice. You know, I tell people to write a gratitude list every day, 5 or 6 things that they really feel gratitude about. And it just changes their whole outlook.
How often do you believe in journaling? Daily, weekly?
Well, I believe that a lot of times people get so busy that they hardly have time for it, but at least 2-3 times a week.
And what kinds of things are we focusing on?
We're focusing on what, you know, asking yourself the question, how do I feel about this conversation I had today? How am I feeling about myself? How am I feeling about my husband, my kids? Do I feel badly about something? Ask yourself questions. And then, you know, from perhaps a mindful place, and then see what surfaces, because our feelings all have wisdom in it. And if we allow ourselves to be mindful and not hijacked, as we talked about before, then we will get the wisdom and be able to write it down and learn from it. It's an incredible tool for people to learn how to use. It's very helpful. And journaling is very, very useful for people who, like, forget, because we can repress faster than you can say jackrabbit. But if you purposefully focus on what's going on with you and write it down, then you've got it.
Fantastic. Doctor, you have over 30 years of clinical experience as a psychotherapist, a speaker, an author. This is your newest book, Mindful Anger, A Pathway to Emotional Freedom. How are people being able to get a hold of your book?
Well, they can buy it on Amazon. They can go to my website, abrandtherapy.com, www.abrandtherapy.com.
That's A-B-R-A-N-D therapy.com, yep.
therapy.com, right? And they can go in any bookstore, I think, has it, or Amazon.
Fantastic. Dr. Brent, thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate
it. It was my pleasure, Tammy.
And you actually helped me in this book as well. So I actually highly do recommend the book. There's lots and lots of exercises that are simple. I think that one of our, again, our coworkers on the radio show said that she put the book down for a day because it really triggered something in her. She's a very quiet girl. And I said, "You're not angry." She says, "Oh, I can get very angry sometimes." So she's passing it to her mother. And we really appreciate you being on the show today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, doctor.
Bye now.